Hurricane Helene, that eerily landed on the same day as its counterpart in 1958, was witnessed by a St. Petersburg resident who described the scene as the water came out of nowhere. The water was parallel to the beach for hours, so once the hurricane moved up and east, it just brought the Gulf with it.
A hurricane moves to shore, makes landfall, okay, at 11:10 p.m., moving at 22 miles an hour. Off of the Gulf of Mexico, whose ambient temperature is presumably 88, 90 degrees. Okay, I'll give you that. That's a lot of energy. There's a lot of power there. You've got the Gulf Stream and all that stuff. Said hurricane continues to move. And over the course of the next 12 hours, covers 479.2 miles with no water. Explain that to me. That a hurricane is driven by the energy that it pulls in from the heat of the warm water, supposedly, from what I understand. I am no Ned Permy meteorologist, okay? However, this thing doubled in speed and went across devastating, dropping. It might as well have pulled the entire Gulf of Mexico up and sprinkled it over the next six states.
Man, if that was a 1,000-year flood, this is a 5,000-year flood.
But the biggest thing is the Doppler radars on the ground, the NEXRAD. I talked to an engineer who said, look, we're putting in the power cables and the power relays, these Dopplers, and they're 10 times what you need. He goes, unless you're using them to ionize the atmospheres. And they admit even at low level it has some effect. But when you crank these son of a bitches up, excuse my French, they can absolutely control the weather.
It's an absolute monster. Now, there's something else kind of shooting out here underneath this layer of moisture over the southeast. It looks like it's coming from either northern Florida or a radar tower in southern Georgia. But the main one right here, look at this big beam that shoots down right to about here. That's where we're expecting landfall, give or take. Take a look. It's coming from up in this area, and it shoots down right to about here where we're expecting landfall. I'll move forward and you'll pretty much see it right away. There it is now. Boom, right here. Okay, so now we're going to zoom in and see exactly where this thing points to, because that is not your normal beam that you see coming from these radar. It's definitely coming from the state of Georgia, probably underneath this mess here. It's coming this way, and there's a cross of that other beam either coming from northern Florida or southern Georgia.
The rest of the horses are trapped next to the barn. We cut all the fences so they could try to get out. Everything's gone.
And as the devastation destroyed entire cities within Georgia, Tennessee, and the Carolinas, causing Conyers, Georgia to shelter in place due to a biolab fire.
The multicolored plume of smoke from the biolab fire created an ominous cloud over Conyers Sunday, prompting law enforcement to go door-to-door evacuating residents in its path.
President Joe Biden sat on a beach in Delaware making phone calls.
I'm a hurricane, Mr. President. Why weren't you and Vice President Harris here in Washington commanding this weekend?
I was commanding. I was on the phone for at least 2 hours yesterday and the day before as well. I commanded. Call a telephone.
Kamala ignored it, and Donald Trump rushed to the aid of Americans.
Asheville, among the hardest hit tonight, remains largely cut off from relief, frustrating residents.
Nobody's going to help us. I mean, I don't know what we're going to do.
Do you have any faith in the federal response here?
No. No.
Where the death toll remains unknown as areas are unreachable.
Volunteers and complete strangers are coming together here in the Black Mountain area of North Carolina with privately owned helicopters. And what they're doing, they're shuttling in food, water, and emergency supplies, trying to help families in the hardest hit communities of the mountains of western North Carolina.
All of the helicopters that you see on the ground right now, these are all private citizens' helicopters. They volunteered their time, they volunteered their effort to come out. Yeah. Right now, a majority of the roads that are in and out are completely impassable. They don't know when they can get up and running to actually get emergency management services out to these locations. So our best hope is through aerial recovery or aerial delivery.
Meanwhile, the Biden-Harris nightmare won't let up as eight alleged migrants have been arrested in eastern Tennessee for robbing flood victims as local communities try to recover from apocalyptic flooding. And as America is crippled, billions of dollars, along with 700 National Guard troops stationed in Nashville, Tennessee, have been sent overseas. A bookend to the betrayal of the United States by the Biden-Harris regime. John Bound reporting for...
Just wanted to give you guys a little bit of props, the Alex Jones store. I got my Panther 1984 1776 wristband on. I buy the products because I like the products and I like the merch. And here's the thing. I buy the multiple wristbands and the stickers to give them out. And I've been looking for InfoWars stickers for a while because the main store site didn't have them. So finding out that there's stickers, you know, for 1776, et cetera, on this site means I can finally have stickers mysteriously appear in my neighborhood again. I'm not going to say that the main thoroughfare had, along the bus route, stickers from every bus at the start of the route to the end of the route, but let's just say somebody may have passed some of those stickers out and had them put up until the bus line got smart to it, you know?
That's awesome, but Sean.
There's not too many platforms like this that have this reach and have this depth of knowledge, and I give you guys props. We're fighting through it all, and I'm looking at some red and black InfoWars t-shirts with the old style prints. It's probably my next purchase, so keep it going, guys.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
Into hour number two on this Tuesday, October 1st, 2024 transmission. Only 34 days out from the most important election in world history. And here's your October surprise. Almost 1 year after Hamas, backed by Hezbollah, went into Israel and killed a bunch of people and took hostages, we've now seen Israel level Gaza about 90%, kill 50,000 plus people, many of them completely innocent. Now they're bombarding four other countries. The ground invasion officially began about 8 hours ago by Israel from its north into southern Lebanon. And Iran, going back about 25 minutes ago, has responded. And again, we're showing you on screen some of the strikes by Israel in Lebanon with heavy missiles and bombs. Iran has responded by firing 240, they're tracking on radar, low-flying drones, and some ballistic missiles. The ballistic missiles can actually kill people or actually get through and cause some damage and have before, but the other things are basically tinker toys. They are waiting for the ballistic missiles to come in at any time over Tel Aviv. They're tracking the missiles. They reportedly, you know, they go straight up and then curve over and come down, are going to hit the their Ministry of Defense, their equivalent of their Pentagon, their Mossad base, and other targets. So we're going to be tracking all of that as it continues to unfold. Israel has a large updated modern nuclear arsenal. They've got submarines that can deliver nuclear payloads as well, cruise missiles, and they are threatening that if anybody hits them with heavy weapons, that they may use nuclear weapons against them, just like Russia said that if NATO bombs them with heavy missiles, even conventional, they reserve the right to use nuclear weapons. So this is all really escalating into total insanity. No one's calling this an official Mideast war right now, so I am going to call it that. You can look at this. This is Israel attacking four different areas, four different countries, four different regions. You've got Iran firing missiles into Israel. You've got some of the surrounding areas firing missiles into Israel. And so this is a Mideast war. But, of course, the media is not going to tell you that. And it could easily escalate very quickly with Israel deciding to go ahead and start bombing Iran. If Israel starts bombing Iran, it has been past policy of the U.S. government to aid in that. And then under Biden, it happened some under Obama really bad, Trump basically shut it down, we have seen hundreds of thousands, millions and millions of military-aged men from the Middle East, but hundreds of thousands of Hezbollah-affiliated groups. We've seen them on video bragging about it. Men with the same backpack, same clothing, Arabic men, Muslim men who then turn out to be commanders in Hezbollah. Their global militia force that are now in Europe, in the UK, in the US, and it is their mission that if full war happens with Iran, they will then start attacking targets inside the United States. Now, Iran may not do that. The globalists may do false flags and blame it on Iran, or kill Trump and blame Iran. And we've seen major pre-programming for that. So I keep saying, as we move towards the election, what did I say, a Mideast wide war, an escalation in Ukraine, you see the missiles being authorized 2 weeks ago to be bombed by NATO inside Russia. You see the Democrats firing up their Black Lives Matter and riot forces and saying they're going to have civil unrest and civil war conditions if Trump wins. They say they're going to decertify Trump, something they've indicted people for just talking about with Trump. But when they do it, it's supposedly, you know, just fine. So you've got all that. This is the season of false flags where the left would stage attacks on themselves to blame Trump and Trump supporters. So we will continue to cover this. Iran launches missiles over entirety of Israel. So now they're tracking missiles coming in, not just targeting Tel Aviv, where the nerve center of the Israeli government military is. Now the missiles are tracking to hit targets all over Israel. And some of these missiles have hit their targets and hurt people and killed people. So it's on. I mean, you can say Israel is now officially in a war with Iran. And the whole thing started very suspect. You know, when you look at a war, you look at who starts it. And if Iran started it, I would talk about Iran. If Israel started, I would talk about it. But it's hard because both sides have been killing and bombing and shooting missiles at each other. And the Iranians are blowing up U.S. embassies and killing Marines in the 80s. It's really hard to say who started it. That's why it just keeps going and going and going and going and going and now completely out of control. So what Fox News is doing, it looks like, is showing old footage of the last attack by Iran a few months ago and the Iron Dome shooting it down and some of their other anti-missile defense systems. We will know when the new ones start coming in, or perhaps it's happening now. Let's just go to Fox News for a moment.
This is the X factor here in all of this. And as we talk about the developments on the ground here with this unfolding ballistic missile attack, what appears to be in the low hundreds of ballistic missiles fired toward Israel from Iranian territory in response, according to Iran's IRGC, to the killing of Hezbollah leader Hassan Nasrallah and Hamas leader Ismail Haniyeh. We should talk about Iran's nuclear program, because Israeli officials, some of them, are of the belief that this is an opportunity for Israel. They have watched Iran not only develop their missile program that is now being used to target Israel, as Israeli officials warned over the past several years, but the real concern is their nuclear program, because according to top nuclear watchdogs, the Iranians are starting to enrich uranium very close to weapons-grade material. This means their breakout period for a nuclear bomb has been reduced to weeks. And if they have the ability to create a nuclear weapon and attach it to a ballistic missile that they've just shown tonight can reach Israel, it is a catastrophic situation for this country. And so the coming hours and days will be significant to watch what the Israeli response will be. And as we continue to follow the developments on the ground here, we are also watching that developing story. And we'll see if you can get the map back up of Jaffa, just south of Tel Aviv, where officials have updated that 8 people were killed in that shooting attack that just began before the missile attack from Iran started. Guys,
I mean, dude, there's so much happening all at once there. Hey,
all right, let's stop right there. It is confirmed that missiles coming out of Lebanon are hitting Israel. So the footage you saw is happening. That's not old footage, but the big missiles are coming in here in the next few minutes, reportedly, and then low-flying drones will be hitting the next 4 to 5 hours. And the big question is, how will Israel respond? Chase has launched a Spaces here that we'll be taking speakers from, live on air from X. And Chase, you made the point that's really central and extremely important, obviously, and this is the first time in history that two nuclear powers are officially at war. And you heard that from the Fox Israeli spokesman that, oh, they're 2 weeks away from a nuclear bomb. I have Netanyahu saying that in front of the UN and Congress in 2002 and 2001. So 22, 23 years ago. I'm going to tell you again, Saudi Arabia has nukes. Iran has nukes. They just don't admit they have nukes, just like Israel doesn't admit they have nukes. Iran has nuclear weapons. Pakistan has nuclear weapons. India has nuclear weapons. A bunch of countries have nuclear weapons. They just don't declare it. And so Israel's always, oh, we need to hit Iran right now. It's always 2 weeks. Somebody ought to put a compilation together of how many times, I mean, you can find hundreds of times, oh, it's 2 weeks. They have nuclear weapons. Israel has nuclear weapons. This is insane. And this is war. You have Iran firing missiles at the political nerve center of Israel. And it's unfolding right now. Chase Geiser, this is historic.
Yeah, I don't even know what to say. There have been a number of times in my year here, Alex, that I've felt a very heavy weight when they tried to shut us down back in June, and it seemed like we only had a couple of weeks or a couple of days left. Some of these recent lawsuits and litigation developments as well. And this is one of those heart-sinking to my stomach moments to see this. And I actually tweeted, I just retweeted myself back in April of this year, and I said, when Iran bombs Haifa, as it's spelled, that's when the United States will go to war with Iran, and that's what's happening today. So I'm very, very concerned about it.
And it's perfect timing for the election.
Yeah.
You can pick a side, oh, you're with the Iranians, you're with the Israelis, but pull back and look at the larger picture of why this is happening now.
Yeah, it's curious because obviously conflicts like this and escalations like this right before an election don't do very well for the incumbent. So one would think, similar to the strikes that are happening at ports all across America, that this is somehow an effort to sabotage the current administration. But at the same time, we've repeatedly seen claims that Iran is attempting to take Trump's life, which I think is a mischaracterization of what's happening. It's the deep state that's attempting to do it. They want to blame Iran. This is a clear escalation to World War III, and I think they want to kickstart it before the election is lost, because then Trump will have to manage an active war rather than preventing one from escalating.
You know, I don't want to say I disagree with you, but in general, our government's been caught doing this. An incumbent will stage a military crisis to change the news or to look presidential, or it's good for an incumbent to have a war, unless you're talking about the hostage crisis in 1980 with Jimmy Carter, and then the Iranians gave up the hostages as soon as Reagan was president-elect. Certainly, the White House has not been wanting this to escalate. And so that would go towards your point. So I think that's kind of up in the air.
Yeah, I think it's up in the air, too. But I think when you have a situation where millions of Americans are suffering from this hurricane that's happening amid the frustration of billions of dollars being sent to Ukraine, this is another example of our government having to spend billions upon billions of dollars in unnecessary conflicts while our own people suffer. I don't think that's going to play well with voters this fall for the Democrats.
I agree. And we have all of the situations like the port shutdown, the entire Gulf Coast, which people don't know, that's like huge. It's just nothing but container ship facilities down there and, you know, major operations. And then you've got the entire East Coast. It's massive. And that's all shut down, right at about half of all the trade coming into the United States. And that, there's a bigger picture there. We still have the world reserve currency. That's how we can import almost everything. People will take our dollars. As we lose the dollar as the world reserve currency, which is starting to happen, we will have to pay for that with something else or exchange of goods. And so if you think just having this strike for maybe a few weeks is going to be crippling, imagine when the dollar goes belly up, if it does, Chase.
Yes, I'm very concerned about it. And I think that this conflict with Iran and Israel actually ties directly back to the dollar as the global reserve currency. I don't want to get too into the weeds with economics because I know that it can be.
Oh, no. Every time somebody tries to move away from the dollar, the U.S. invades them.
Yes, absolutely. And the IMEC.
But now it's China and Russia and everybody together and Brazil. Kind of hard when it's 60% of the world population doing it.
Absolutely. And we know that a month before the October 7th attacks happened, Bibi Netanyahu gleefully announced the IMEC corridor, which was supposed to compete with China's Belt and Road corridor. And it goes right through Jaffa, which is spelled Haifa here, that's getting bombed. And that's why I said in April, when Haifa gets bombed, that undermines the IMEC corridor, which means the United States will get involved because that corridor is necessary for the United States to maintain its global reserve currency status. This is all about economics. It's all about propping up a fake currency. And, you know, it's a good time to be in the gold business.
I totally agree with you. And, you know, I, again, intellectually, I can look at all the news and it really concerns me. And then I just gut level, I say this every segment now, which is true. The level of concern I've got, and physically at a cellular level, can feel the danger is unlike anything I've ever felt. And we can ask, what is it? Well, it's all of this. I mean, you've got a hurricane devastating the South. Usually they hype it up, and it's not devastating. This is super devastating. You've got massive, massive, massive port shutdown. You've got the average person running out of money. You know, something like almost 70% of Americans are living paycheck to paycheck. 67% can't pay their credit card bills. You've got all the fentanyl deaths, the open border, criminals, illegal aliens just running around like Day of the Dead. And you've got Iran launching missile strike on Israel, hundreds of ballistic missiles incoming. Dozens of hits have already happened. U.S. positions forces to deter attack, world on edge, several consequences, mass shooting in Tel Aviv. And again, Israel's good at screening people and keeping them out that are working for Hezbollah or Hamas inside their country. They've got a mass, you know, in Gaza and come in that way on the 7th. This country is totally wide open. When I say hundreds of thousands of Hezbollah and Hamas in this country, that's an understatement. And if people have any idea what a crazy jihadi with 400 rounds of ammo and some hand grenades and a machine gun can do.
60,000 pounds of ammonium nitrate.
Yeah, it just goes from bad to worse.
Yeah, I'm absolutely worried about it.
And again, one underwear bomber who was a setup, it was staged, he was mentally ill, had a firecracker in his pants, body scanners. Imagine what they'll do when there's big attacks here. We'll lose our rights, folks. And remember, it's the government brought them in. Biden and Harris and the FBI and the Justice Department and Mayorkas is the main one. They think when they attack, we'll just forget they brought them in. Just like Netanyahu admits, okay, there was a 7.5-hour stand down. We'll cover it when the war's over. No, there was a stand down. The Israeli military stood down. They're very professional. The example's here. So one of the best coordinated militaries in the world, the tiny country to defend, no helicopters sent, no nothing. Retired military had to get in their cars and drive from Tel Aviv down there at 100 miles an hour. So Israel stood down, folks, so the attack could be as bad as possible. And I'm not here to attack Israel. I try to be very fair, okay? And I sure as hell aren't on the side of Iran and the mullahs. My point is there's a lot of sneakiness under the surface here, Chase.
I agree, and I'm going to go ahead and put something out there that's controversial, Alex, and I'd love to hear your response to this, but I'm currently of the persuasion, happy to be convinced otherwise, that Israel and the CIA conspired together to assassinate JFK because he was interfering with Israel's nuclear proliferation. So we have an example from history that's very likely Israel was involved in a presidential assassination. Now, in the context of this, my concern is what if Israel has been behind some of these attempts on Donald Trump in order to blame it on Iran to get us into another military conflict in the Middle East? Do you think that's a likely accurate interpretation of what's happening?
I mean, I think when you look at the CIA and MI6 and the Mossad at the top, it's the same group.
Yes.
And so Israel would be at the table when decisions are being made like that in these star chambers. And I know that JFK didn't want to give them the nuke and was going to go public about it. He also started to pull U.S. troops out of Vietnam and did a bunch of other stuff. So he pissed off the entire establishment. So something like the U.S.'s Liberty, you could say Israel did that because it's cut and dry. But as for Trump coming out and saying, if I get killed by Iran, blow up Iran, he's literally sticking his head in the noose doing that and asking the deep state, whoever does it, to do that. And certainly that would be helpful to Netanyahu. So, yeah, I think Trump teed himself up or set the table or basically, you know, put himself in the cook pot for the pygmies to cook him. And I've been flipping out. I mean, he did that right after they tried to kill him in Butler about a week after. And I said that a couple days after, I said, they're going to blame Iran. A few days later, they started doing it. It was just easy to see. And I said, boy, Trump better explain that this isn't Iran. Did Iran have Secret Service stand down? No. I mean, come on. And Iran's like, no, we're not behind it. And they certainly understand that's a move that might happen. So, yeah, I mean, I think it's crazy what Trump did. And it's just sometimes, you know, I love Trump. He does great things. Sometimes he does the stupidest stuff. People go, oh, no, that's 3D chess. No, folks, I know Trump. People know him well. He's very smart, but he's also blind in areas. It's like he didn't understand draining the swamp, and he couldn't trust mainline Republicans and had to have experts come in and fill the government. Now he said he was wrong and got conned. I mean, so, you know, he's learning very quickly. But, you know, to him, it's like, well, that'll look good for voters if I say the Iranians want me dead. You know, and, oh, the Iranians hacked me. See, I'm against the Iranians. He doesn't understand he's stepping into that. All right. We've got a Spaces going on X. I like to take calls here on the show as well. We'll probably open the phones up a little bit later here. But we've got speakers there. Again, tell people the name of the Spaces. It's on Real Alex Jones if they want to go join it. And it's a way to take good, you know, HD audio from folks, basically like a phone system. But it's also restreamed on their system and posted on their X accounts. And people are welcome to go to Real Alex Jones and share that Spaces link with anybody who'd like to be able to be a speaker and come on. Tell people the name of the Spaces.
Sure. The Spaces is on at Real Alex Jones on X. It's called Iran is Bombing Tel Aviv with Strikes All Over Israel. Listen now. We are taking speakers. I see Jim Paff has just joined up. We met Jim when we were in Reading, Pennsylvania. He was with Nick Sordor. And so I'd love to hear his feedback on some of this.
Absolutely. I'm not saying that's a bad headline, but maybe change it later. And I would just say... Iran now, but it's bombing. That's what's in the missiles, bombing. Iran now bombing Israeli capital. Let me think of the exact headline. It's just like, the Middle East is now at war, or a major Middle East war has now begun. I mean, a new massive Middle East war has now begun. Iran now bombing Israel. I mean, the takeaway is, folks, guaranteed this is war. It's already been escalating, and I'm going to make the announcement. I don't care what anybody says. This is going to get worse, and this is major war. So the Middle East has now been plunged into a new major war after Iran bombs Israel. And then you could say, well, they went into Lebanon. Sure, you can argue all day. The point is, a major war has begun.
The Clone Wars have begun, they have.
So here we are, and of course it's 34 days out from the election. I had a guest, an emergency expert, coming on about the hurricane and about all of that, and he's still scheduled, but let's get him on at 15 after, and he'll be able to speak in emergency management about the Iran situation. But you just know more stuff's about to kick off, Chase. I mean, you can feel it, can't you?
I can feel the weight of it, and I'm a firm believer in the concept of the zeitgeist, the spirit of the times, the collective unconscious, if you will, and we should always go with our gut when our reason sinks exhausted, and all of logic and rational thought leads to this being a major problem, and then you add that to the way it just feels as a human being to see this news play out right before our eyes. It's not good. I don't know if it can be.
It's the feeling like when you're in a grocery store parking lot at 10 p.m. because your wife asked you to go get milk you forgot to get, and you see a mugger mugging an old lady, and you get this sick feeling because you know you're going to go over there and take the gun away and beat the shit out of them, and you don't want to do it. It's dangerous, but you get that sick feeling because you're about to beat the living snot out of somebody.
Absolutely.
I mean, I have that same feeling like everything's so dangerous right now. I just know I'm in the mode right now. That I'm not trying to act tough. I'm just saying that's where my body's at, where I would just break somebody's neck. I'm just like, it's not even a thought of it. I'm just like, I'm ready to, you know, because you can tell the danger. Your body's like gearing up for it.
Yeah.
Because in our development, we'd be always in front of us. But now we intellectually see it and we want to do something, but we're just like, ah. All right, we'll come right back with comments from folks on X, on Spaces at Real Alex Jones. Stay with us on this Tuesday, October 1st, insane broadcast. Live coverage of the debate tonight. I want to talk to the InfoWars listeners, and I just want you to know that I really appreciate what you've done. You know, I want to fight the globalists. I want to take them on. I want to defeat them because it's the right thing to do, and we'll be slaves or dead if they're able to get their agenda fully through. And if you think about how far we've come in 30 years and how almost no one knew this information decades ago, but now everything I've been covering forever is now really mainstream, and all the top talk show hosts, not just in the Western world, but all over the planet, are talking about one world government and the end of the family and how pedophiles are in control and how they want to depopulate us and everything that we've been exposing. We don't have big establishment sponsors. We don't have billionaire secret financiers like the left. We're funded just like Trump with small donations. That's how he's funded. We're funded by you supporting us, by you getting the products. So we try to bring you, this is important, the very best products out there, so you get a absolutely great response from it. And so that you really, really like it and know that we weren't steering you wrong. Now, of the 1% or so of people that ever buy a product, we get 5-star reviews, 4.7, 4.8 in third-party reviews. But the vast majority of you love the info. It's very popular. People love freedom. They don't want to be slaves. But only a tiny percentage of you ever actually go and get any of the products. These are great products you want. They're the highest quality, discounted from what the ultra-quality brands sell them for. Here's an example, okay? We sell high-quality, full-spectrum CBD gummies that are made by one of the top labs in the country. Even when the company we get these from discounts them, and they have a pretty good deal, it's $10, $15 more than we sell it for. Then when we discount it, it's like $25 less than they sell it for. These are high-quality gummies. Somebody's already been into these. But just look at these. Just full of these. And they actually are a little bit moist because they're just so full of all the goodies, ladies and gentlemen. One of these, you sleep great. One of these makes you focus, have just incredible clarity, but you're relaxed. And again, that's about a half-full bottle because that's here in the studio. Folks have been getting into them. And if you know a good gummy, it's a little juicy, it's a little wet, it's just totally jam-packed. Now, these are great, but then they have the 1,000-milligram tincture at InfoWarsStore.com. I say they, it's the group we private label it from. They ship it from their warehouse in Colorado. So when you order, it just comes from them right to you, because that's where our warehouse is as well. And the 1,000-milligram is super strong, full spectrum, incredible high quality, and the folks we get it from sell it on average for $45 more than we sell the 1,000 milligram for. So you want to take advantage of all of that. There's all the other great products, Nerve Renew. There is Good Night Sleep, an amazing natural formula for better sleep. The 1,000 milligram vitamin C and zinc with rose hips, the Linus Pauling formula. With the rose hips and the zinc, so good for your whole immune system and body. Then, of course, there's Better Mood, really works well. And then Vitamin Mineral Fusion, sold out for a long time. We got a huge shipment in, but I'm offering it for 40% off because I want you to get it and experience it. Tastes great, all natural, all the vitamins, all the minerals, all the key amino acids, everything you need in one place. Tastes great. Make a picture of it, you know, every 4 or 5 days. Have a glass in the morning, glass at night. Send it off to school with your kids. Take some to work. A bottle of it. It is amazing. And you get full absorption because it's liquid rather than pills. So, Vitamin Mineral Fusion, back in stock, 40% off at InfoWarsStore.com. Check out the InfoWars MD line and so much more at InfoWarsStore.com. And I thank you for keeping us on the air. Plus, these are great products you want.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.
For true, you can see all the signs and you can feel them. You think this war kicking off the Middle East is just a fluke? Think again, we're going to see a lot more. The entire old global order Ponzi scheme can no longer be pumped up. And the globalists have said they're going to use war, collapsing countries, migration, the threat of viruses and terror to bring in a one-world government hellish police state that is literally at war with humanity. Don't always know what I'm talking about. Feels like I'm living in the middle of doubt. All right, I am going to go to your spaces comments here in just a moment. A few days ago, I talked about the globalists going into their bunkers and the fact that
They're lining everything up for total destruction. They believe that will keep them in power. They'll emerge after the crises for total control. That was actually proposed by the chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, L.L. Lemesser, and his adjunct, General Curtis LeMay, in 1961 to Kennedy. He fired them over wanting to stage terror attacks on U.S. cities to blame the Russians and start World War III. They believed a nuclear war would be survivable, that they would emerge out of the bunkers and establish a world government. That's the movie Dr. Strangelove, is fiction based on that, 1964. Well, that's the mindset then, that's the mindset now. Here's a short clip of that, and I'll go right to the spaces commenters. And it's only going to get worse until people wake up, and you will wake up one way or another. You may wake up when the drones are flying down the street and the big trash trucks, robot-driven, are pulling up and getting the dead bodies, and your wife and kids are dead, and for some reason you're immune to the new virus, and you're sitting there with the electricity off and no food, and half the city's dead. And just know that often luxurious places that people like Zuckerberg will be in their bunkers while we're all dying. But our people are everywhere, and they're watching the enemy. And when we all jump on their private jets this week, next month, a year from now, whatever it is, and the private airports are full of all the establishment and their minions loading up with all their crap, flying off to their armored fortresses, that's another key to know when they're about to pull the trigger on a new bioweapon or a nuclear war. But after the dust settles, we know where to get the medicine and food we need as survivors, don't we? And that's what matters at the end, is we will get these people. I may not be around for it, and a lot of you won't be around for it. But don't get on the bus when they tell you they're relocating you for your safety when all the food and energy's off. As you go to that forced labor camp, you ain't ever coming back. This is how it works in history. Happens all the time. People forget freedom. They don't stand up for themselves. And the tyrants take over. And they don't just not care about you. They hate you. They want to hurt you. I always hear, oh, the New World Order doesn't care about the people. Oh, the Democrats don't care. Oh, they do care. They love partying and taking drugs and getting their hair done and flying around on private jets while your kids are all locked up in the house with you and you're going bankrupt. They enjoy hurting you. It makes them enjoy their lives so much more. And hey, only people you got to blame is yourself, right? I mean, I'm not saying you're to blame. They obviously are the really bad people. But, hey, I get it. You know, a lot of fun stuff, a lot of movies to see, a lot of concerts, a lot of, let somebody else handle that. Well, the New World Order is going to handle you. And they're making their move. You're like, well, they'll never get away with that. I mean, this is America. Have you looked around, boys and girls, at where we are and how fast things are going downhill? That was actually yesterday, first hour. My spider sense is on 11. The decision's been made to go ahead and start a nuclear war. Because I'm not scared, I'm ready. Spiritually, not physically. Now, we can stop this by praying and by taking political action, by raising the alarm, but we need folks to get out of their trance. There's levels of the trance. You see the liberals at Walmart with the giant fire explodes. They keep picking produce with a fire 10 feet away from them. Those are completely zombified NPCs. But even Christians and conservatives and populists still kind of think of all this as a dalliance or just some side issue. No, what we cover here is the cutting edge and is not exaggerated. Remember, you brought it up during the break. Tucker Carlson said, are we going to win? And I said, absolutely. Barring a nuclear war or a giant viral release, and the globalists will try that. Now, if they think we won't go along with it and they do their studies to see that, they will pull back. And right now they're saying they don't have our confidence. So that's good. Exposing them is a life and death situation. By the way, Israel is successfully intercepting ballistic missiles. And if any of these missiles hit large crowds or kill large groups of people, or Israel false flags and blows up, you know, a girls' school or something, and that governments do that, it's going to be off the races. They're going to start striking Iran. Iran then might fire nuclear weapons at Israel. They may have some hidden in the area. They may activate their terror cells all over the Western world. We could, any minute, any hour, any day, you could wake up in the middle of the night
and a suitcase Chinook has gone off in D.C. Chase, who's up first here on the spaces?
Let's go to Jim Paff. If you're available, Jim, go ahead and unmute yourself and say what you have to say. Jim is the former chief of staff for Thomas Massie. Jim, go ahead.
Yeah, and current president of the Conservative Caucus. Listen, I hate war. I don't want us to go to war. Israel, though, is in the defense of its life. It's a sovereign nation. It is being attacked on all sides by nefarious forces who are destined or desire, excuse me, to change the destiny of that area and to literally get rid of the country. They put the entire world at threat, these terrorists, these people who are determined to build nuclear weapons, not for deterrence, but for aggressive purposes. Iran is entirely desires to do that. And, you know, it's just going to be interesting to see the reaction in Washington, D.C., because you're also going to have the warmongers who are going to want to go all out on this and expand it further than it needs to be. So these are some of my concerns. Washington, D.C. right now is in the kind of turmoil that can also put us at risk. So we're going to have to hold them accountable. But Israel, I think, really does have a right to determine how it's going to do this. It seems to me Netanyahu's not the kind of guy that just wants to go out and be crazy, but I'm very concerned about how we react in Washington, D.C. You already got Lindsey Graham calling for all-out war, and we got to be really careful in this situation, because this is how governments take advantage of their people to expand their powers and do whatever they want. Israel has a right to defend itself, absolutely. But I think we got to keep our eye on Washington, D.C., because we never know what these characters might want to do to make this even worse.
And Jim, you're a really smart guy. I knew you were before I met you. And, of course, the great Conservative Caucus and Congressman Massie. And it was really informative to hang out with you and Nick Swerdlor there before and after, you know, during the Tucker event. But you have a deep understanding, being the chief of staff for Massie for so many years, about where D.C. is. And that's another big problem that you mentioned, is things are so destabilized. They're so inept. The Democrats are mailing it in. The Commerce Secretary was asked, what do you make of this port strike? She said, quote, let me find the actual quote here. I have not been very focused on that. I mean, these people are out to lunch. That adds a whole nother layer of problems, doesn't it? Explain that to people.
Yeah, no, it really does. Because what you can objectively read behind that is that her desire is actually to support the unions in all this. And listen, I'm not against unions as a general principle. I'm just against governments giving special authority to unions to do things like this that can also be destabilizing. She does know what's going on. She's purposefully ignored it because she doesn't want to make a comment, one, and commit herself. But two, she wants to be overly supportive of the unions against any other interest there related to the corporations that are trying to deal with this. Now, I want union people to be paid fairly. I think we all want people to be paid fairly. But the neglect in Washington, D.C. occurs not always because people are incompetent. That is a big part of it. There are a lot of incompetent people in Washington, D.C. But there are also nefarious people who want to give special benefits to people who give them political power and political influence. And so the combination of that and what's going on in Israel right now, it could not happen at a worse time. At the same time that we've got Donald Trump twice potentially assassinated, and that thing is still playing out in a way that's very potentially destructive for American security and stability.
What do you make of Biden calling for a peace deal? On the surface, where do you think the U.S. current defense strategy is on this? And what are you betting on unfolding right now? I mean, I see this with Israel striking all these targets, all these countries attacking, and all these groups inside countries attacking Israel. I think it's fair to say a major Middle East war has begun.
I think you have to accept the fact that that is the case. Israel and Iran are in war. I just posted that up a little earlier. I mean, that's in effect what's happening. You can't back off of that. It was encouraging to see Jordan shut down its airspace, apparently in defense of Israel. The Abraham Accords are still in effect, although those countries are going to have severe pressure to act out against Israel because their populaces are mixed on the issue, even though that they're taking a leadership position.
And Turkey's been talking about leading a coalition against Israel.
Yeah, exactly. And the fact that Turkey is probably the most unstable Arab country of them all. Saudi Arabia is probably more stable than they are in regards to retaliation against Israel. But the pressure is going to be on every Arab country to take action against Israel. Iran's going to is certainly calling on their support. They're going to act in various ways. If we stop a mass Middle East war from happening, it's in part going to be because Donald Trump made a tremendous strides in the Abraham Accords and resetting the paradigm that is in the Middle East that's anti-Israel. Now, we'll see how well that holds up, but we had a great start because Donald Trump took leadership in that area.
Well, there's also a paradox here where I see kind of this thing on the, some of the right wing hating Israel and fantasizing about the fall of Israel and actually joining up with the left that supports Hamas and Hezbollah and the universities and all of this. And it's just idiotic. Israel's not going anywhere with their nuclear weapons. And I think it's very important, whereas I want peace and I don't like the things that Israel did, you know, indiscriminately in Gaza. So I'm not definitely, you know, a Israel booster, but I'm not anti-Israel. Just like I don't blame the people of Israel. I blame some of the things their government does. Just like I love my country, but I don't like the federal government and what it's doing. But there's also this sycophantic love affair in the left with Iran or any of America's enemies. And I've seen some of the right wing cozying up to that. And that's just crazy. That's a coalition of Soros and Black Lives Matter and communists and a bunch of Islamicists. And it's very stupid. What's your view on that, Jim?
No, I'm with you when it comes to some of the excesses that can happen in Israel. I am pro-Israel to the extent that they are a sovereign country right now and a sovereign nation. Sovereign nations have to make decisions about their own security. But you are absolutely correct to state that some people on the right are running anti-Israel. Listen, I want to get rid of all this money we're throwing out to countries, including Israel, from the federal government. Countries need to learn to provide for their own stability and their own defense. Israel, maybe 50 years ago, the economy wasn't as advanced as it is now. It's very advanced. You know, we just recently threw money at Taiwan. Taiwan didn't need any money to defend itself. And so we throw this money out there like it's candy. We've got to stop some of that. But
that's putting gas on the fire. Well, here's my deal.
Yeah.
These Islamic groups say they want to get rid of Israel. It's a tiny country. It's not going away. They should be like Saudi Arabia and stay out of it. But why do you think Iran and these other groups keep doing this?
Well, they have an absolute hatred of Israel. We should take note of this as we're trying to be fair about the problems that have happened in Israel. Listen, Gaza is a problem now of their own making, whereas prior to 2006, Israel was just stupid in Gaza. They had horrible policy. It was excessive and just not even thoughtful. But now Gaza's and Hezbollah and Hamas have brought this about. But what we got to recognize, when Iran wants to destroy Israel, that is as horrible a problem as anything Israel has done in Gaza that we disagree with. It, to the extent that they want to destroy a sovereign country which has a right to rule itself. However it came about, they are the sovereign nation there. Iran wants to destabilize the world. They're not just out to destroy Israel. They want to destabilize the world. That's what these terrorist organizations are doing. And we need to be fair about some of the excesses and problems that have Ron Paul's always talked about, and I think it's very balanced and valid. Nonetheless, they're still acting in an unstable manner in the Middle East, and we need to address that as well. I don't think we need to get involved militarily. I think we need to be supportive of Israel to defend itself. But we've got to have leadership from the United States to tone down the rhetoric internationally, tone down the rhetoric here, and get on a peace plan and a peace process
like we had with Trump. Jim Path, thank you so much.
Yeah, thanks.
All right. Again, missiles are raining down on Israel. IDF has intercepted more missiles from Iran. No known casualties at this point, which is good because obviously that's good because when people are dying, also we don't want this war to expand. But I'm betting it's going to get a lot worse, Chase. I think that's what we're at.
I agree with you. I think this is an escalation. We know that Bibi has really wanted this escalation for some time, just based on his rhetoric when he comes and visits the United States and calls for escalations against Iran. We know that China, to some extent, backs Iran. A lot of this goes back to the petrodollar. And there's big interests, big players behind these small pieces, whether you think Israel or Hamas or Iran or other nations are small pieces or not. They are being used, manipulated, and played by major powers like Russia and China and the United States.
And the bigger pieces, we're 34 days from an election. Who's up next?
All right, let's go next to Alpha Warrior. Alpha Warrior, go ahead and unmute yourself and say what you have to say, sir, if you're with us.
Yeah, good morning, Chase. Good morning, Alex. Just real quick, something I wanted to say on this part of the right that's become, you know, this anti-Israel but extreme movement. It's been my thought the last few months that there was a legitimate movement that was trying to expose the Israeli government, you know, Mossad, the intelligence agencies, on their control manipulation into our country and other infrastructure that we had. And it was being done without violent rhetoric. It was being done without, you know, racist slurs. And I think all of a sudden, faces and names of notoriety entered the picture and started to change this exposure into something that was just outright hate to kind of support what a lot of people feel.
Stop for a minute and let me back you up. I'm not at liberty to say this at this point, but I've talked to some high-level people who've seen the documents that some of the most prominent anti-Israel people are actually being paid by pro-Israel groups to discredit any legitimate criticism of Israel. So what I think you're saying is very accurate.
And thanks for sharing that, Alex, because I've been making the educated assumption of that. So to hear that, thank you. And I think what's important is what people need to prepare themselves for is a lot of these same names that have been pushing that rhetoric have been pushing it away to make Trump look like just some crazy out of control Zionist. And what you're going to see is they're all of a sudden going to say, hey, since Trump doesn't want to go against this rhetoric, now you got to flip on Trump. And I think that's the next move in that what's going on. So I just wanted to offer people a perspective. There's a way of being against Israelis government, corrupt intelligence agencies, without being this hate for the people and stuff that's going on there. I think you don't have to be pro Hamas or pro Hezbollah at the same time while trying to expose what's really going on in Israel.
Very well said. Anything else, sir?
No, just people need to pray for our country and, you know, keep their heads on a swivel and don't fall for the propaganda.
Absolutely. Well, I'm going to say this right now about Israel. Israel's diverse political groups there, diverse groups. I mean, Netanyahu got less than 20% of the vote. So I'm not anti-Israel. That said, there's a couple big lobbies, but there's the dominant AIPAC. Doesn't lift a finger, either one of the most powerful lobbying groups, to get our borders controlled or to keep all the Islamists from pouring in here. They would never take any of them. And that very same lobby has said, take the refugees from Gaza here, which they're now taking to Europe and a lot are getting here. That's BS, okay? So that's what I'm tired of, is the pro-Israel lobby here in America is doing everything for Israel and then nothing for us. And you could say, well, look, that's an outside group. Well, they claim they're actually Americans. Well, then act like it. That's really my beef here is that I see out of AIPAC its great control over much of the government. And then it being above criticism, I don't think it's above criticism. I don't like MI6 is heavily involved in our politics. The communist Chinese are. And so I don't dislike the Chinese people, but I dislike what the Chinese government's doing. And I think that's where I'm at here. At the same time, I don't just vitriolically hate everything about Israel and make up stuff and make it a religion and of hating Israel and blame everything on Israel. I see that crap too. And it's kind of like, you know, I don't like a lot of stuff Israel's doing, but I also don't like the anti-Israel folks because I've experienced their own lies and deception about me claiming all this ridiculous crap. So I've just, it's a problem.
I agree. Well, one of the things I've noticed in this conversation around Israel is there's a group of people that seem to believe that Israel can do no wrong and only be the victims of evil. And then there's another group of people that seem to think that Israel's the only entity that ever does anything wrong and is the perpetrator of all evil. And the answer is, of course, every government, every people, every culture is equally capable of evil and corruption. And so to say that it's all their fault or not at all their fault, I think is really a miscalculation.
Perfectly said. And then I'm really trying to be fair here.
Right.
And not, you know, be on some, you know, idiotic side. And I just tell you, it's crazy. Well, it's like people that think the Vatican runs everything. I criticize the Pope, the Vatican, but Catholics are great people on average, do a lot of great work. They try to make you say everything evil is run by Catholics. It's not true. It becomes like sports teams or something. And it's just dumb. I oppose globalist anti-human policies. We can unify people against force shots, against lockdowns, against open borders, against drag queen pedophile time. We can unify around, you know, going after fentanyl dealers. We can unify around low taxes and low regulations. We can unify around small government. And that's what I'm trying to do is move the ball, move the needle. We're going to go to break. Remember, we're on radio stations. For people on X, they're like, well, why do you take breaks every 30 minutes? Well, that's because we're on 300-plus radio stations. And when they took me off almost all the internet 7 years ago, we survived thanks to AM and FM stations. So be sure and support those stations if you're listening there. Spread the word there. Support their sponsors. Become a sponsor of those local stations. And we're going to take a break and come back with more speakers. Got another guest joining us as well on the terrible hurricane and the aftermath there. It ties into all of this, the port strike. We're going to be looking at it all. But I'm going to say this again. Overhead shot, please. Look at this headline. Media Matters positions itself to acquire InfoWars. They're going to try to bid, along with other, they're funded by Soros, to take over InfoWars when it goes up for sale on November 13th at an auction. There's Patriot buyers say they're getting it. If they're able to outbid them and get them, they're good guys. Don't censor me. I'll work for them. That said, we have sponsors that are going to support other systems and other systems that are being developed. Okay, I'll leave it at that. But it takes capital to do that. So support our sponsor, thealexjonesstore.com. And they are funding me in my legal battles in this process to make sure they don't dominate and take my name and do a bunch of other horrible, harassing things and try to shut us down. And they're even saying that's their plan. And to claim they own our back catalog of information, which has always been free to air, and then go around and harass everybody that's sharing our clips. They want to silence all the predictions I've made. So it's critical to the fight against the New World Order to go to thealexjonesstore.com. They just added three new awesome T-shirts there, ball caps. It's the very best Patriot apparel out there. And the items are from $5 up to $35. But we've added a shirt that's $50, a classic InfoWars shirt, red on navy blue, with the red American flag on the right shoulder. And on the back it says realalexjones.com. That's a site in the future you'll be hearing about. That's a fundraiser shirt. You want to keep me on air one way or the other. That's the action point. That's where you take action. That's where you go. TheAlexJonesStore.com now. I need to see your support. I'm thankful for your support, but now's do or die. This critical moment that we stay on air when President Trump's president-elect during that 76 days. So fire the bat signal. I appreciate your support. Take action now. TheAlexJonesStore.com. Vitamin Mineral Fusion, 40% off, even though it's our number one bestseller. All the vitamins, all the minerals, all of the amino acids, everything you need that's essential. And let me tell you what essential means. You need air, you die in 4 minutes without it. You need water, you die in 5 days without it. You need food, you die on average in a month without it. Because what's in the food? The vitamins and the minerals and the amino acids. This has everything that's essential. All the vitamins, minerals, and amino acids. Tastes great. Concentrate. Put a little scoop in a pitcher of water. Take it to work with you. Drink it morning, noon, and night. Give it to your kids, your neighbors. Really important for old folks because their guts don't absorb as much. Vitamin Mineral Fusion sells all day at full price. It is 40% off as part of the sale going right now at InfoWarsStore.com. And then discounts right now on full spectrum CBD gummies, super strong, lowers inflammation, so good for your whole body and so good for mental relaxed clarity. It's not a sedative, but it's like you're awake, but you're relaxed. The gummies are incredible. I like to take them before I go to bed at night. And then on top of that, we have the 1,000 milligram CBD under the InfoWars MD label that is private label, again, by the same top folks, ladies and gentlemen. They sell it for $45 more on average than we do, and their competitors for even more. 1,000 milligram real full-spectrum CBD is sold in elite shops and at doctor's offices for $150 all day long. It's a good deal if you get it for $60-$70, and that's what we're selling it for. In fact, it's an insanely good deal. You can't really find anybody else selling high quality at that price. So full spectrum CBD at InfoWarsStore.com in the gummies and the liquid tincture, and so many other great products at InfoWarsStore.com, or call toll free 888-253-3139. Get your vitamin mineral fusion, check out the InfoWars MD line and more at InfoWarsStore.com, and I thank you all for your support.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.